Vaigash Eilov Yehuda. Yoimer bi Adoini, Yedabon o Avdecho Dovo Boizne Adoini, Vali Harapcho Beavdecho Kichomoicho Kefar. As a minigan Klal Yisrael, before Shmoneh Esrei, you make three steps, and then you go back three steps. The Mokir is Sefer HaRoikeach, Kadmoinim from Rishonim. The Roikeach says, what is the Mokir? The Mokir says, in Teire three times Vayigash. Vayigash Eilov Yehuda, Vayigash Avrom, Vayigash Eliyahu. So Rav Shteyman explained Pshat in the Roikeach. It's a Shaychus, three times Vayigash. Said Yehuda was standing in front of Paro. Here is Paro, here is Yehuda, it's very clear. But Yehuda took a step towards Paro to show, I'm going to speak to you, I'm fronting you. The step didn't get him closer. Same thing by Avram and the same thing by Leo, there was Takif at Tefillah. So we see that there's a Musag of Chshivas Lemalchus. When you want to show that you speak to the Malchus, you take a step forward to show a Chashivus, Hineini, Hineini. B'meila dosi given the Mokir, connected the Sholosh Vayigash. That we have, we show that when Einach Nami, Shvisi Hashem Leneg Vitomit, Aber, folk, when we're going to Daven, we show a step of Chashivus, a step of Iskalvus, Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then Yehuda says, "Adoni shol esavodo v'miyesh lochem." So the Medrash brings down that Yehuda told Vayigash Eilov Yehuda. The taina from Yehuda was benimusim shalonu kosuv, and our Torah it says that Eved im en loy v'nimkar begnevosay, but im yesh lo, you don't sell him; he pays. So why you want to take binyamin to Eved? And the shaila is, but the Muslim shalonu kosu. So Andor zogim pshat imonefshach. If you want to go lefi dina goyim, kill him. The fact that you want to take him to a slave is because you're going lefi ar halochas. Lefi ar halochas, you only sell a person when he doesn't have. No. But the Yankev says a gvaldike pshat. He told him, listen carefully. He said, you know, in our Torah it says that only if the eved doesn't have, then you sell him. But when the Eben has, we don't sell him. Why? If a person that steals deserves to be a slave, so even if he has, sell him. You know why the Torah says if he has, don't sell him? Because if he has, so why he stole? Not because he doesn't have what to eat. He has this illness, time we call it the stealing. Oh, well, he steals because he steals. So what, you take him to be a slave, Nebuchadnezzar, the person that will buy him, he will steal the whole house. If he's a ganav because he doesn't have, say, but if you take care of your Eved, he'll be a very good worker. But if he's coming from a good house, but he steals. No, so what, are you going to sell him to be someone? He told Yehuda, Yosef, I don't understand you. Binyamin is our little baby. He has everything what he wants. And you think that he stole your becher, what you wanted to be an Eved by you, he will steal your whole house for you. The answer is, you don't want him for a slave. You want to start up with us? The man we want to fight. Let's give it a time. Many Muslims shalonu kosu v'im yesh levein nimka. Why you want Binyamin? Money we want, we ask him to pay. A punishment? You will lose if he's a ganev that has money. It's dangerous to take him to be an Eved. He could fight or steal. Pasuk is mamshich v'lo yochal Yosef liyisapek lechol hanitzovim olav. Ve'ikro itziu kol ish me'olai ve'lo yomad ish isoi b'yisvada Yosef elechov. Stam et Tzvorim state, what is ve'lo yochal Yosef liyisapek, he couldn't hold himself. And if Yosef would hold himself a couple more minutes, would be no asor ha'arugim malchus. As it states in the Midrashim. Because we'll be miskaper to the achim. Yosef was trying to mitzayr them to make tshuva more and more. He couldn't be misapek anymore. from the Bizarian, so mainly he gave up. But if you kilo what from where the medayik, it's time from the duke. What's the velayochal he's stopping? He couldn't hold himself. Stop. Was the time to finish? The answer was not the time to finish. Yosef had to pull it a little bit more. He couldn't hold himself. But Yochel Yosef li sapik. It's mashu that Yosef was planning to make more. Man of Shach. They did tshuva, they didn't do tshuva. The tenets is. Vayoyma Yosef elocha vani Yosef ha'oida vichai. Vela yochlu echov lano yisoyse kenivalu miponov. Chazal say, ויהיה מיוסף אליך ואני יוסף העיד אביחי ולא יוכלו אכוב לנו יסויסו כי ניבלו מפונוב. So the question is בעצם אני יוסף העיד אביחי. What is the question? The whole fight of Yehuda is כי לא יוכל הנער כי איך אלה אלובי והנער איננו אימי כי לא יוכל לירויס אשר צור אשר תקרס אובי והנער איננו אימי כי חל אלובי והנער איננו איתי פנרה ברוע אשר ימצו אסובי. דה-טה-טה-טה-טה-טה. קומד יוסף says, אני יוסף. The father is living. So the בלבטיש, שבא בלבטיש, ניתאיינה, that he told him, listen, okay, I'm יוסף, now tell me the truth, the father is there, it's only a show. Maybe he's no father, it's only making up a story. רוחק מן הפשט. רוחק מן הפשט. So find the Bisalevi. So what was this shaila? Ani Yosef, Oy Davichai. So the Medrash says, Oy lanu miyoy madin, Oy lanu miyoy matechecho. The Bisalevi says, Give me the Bisalevi. Zog the Bisalevi ala teire, Gival vikevot. Says Yosef told the Achim, You have a taina to me. What is your taina? You're right. Binyamin is a ganev. Abba, the tate. The tata, the father will die. Please, habrachmanes. Al pi halacha, you have to kill Binyamin. You have to take Binyamin to be a heaven. But what's with the tata? Yosef says, Ani Yosef, you had a tain on me. I'm a roidef. You had a tain on me. I'm saying lashonora on you. You decided I'm chayv misa. But what's with the tata? What happened to Oida Vichai? Why when you sold me, you given a tain for Oida Vichai? Zog de Bisalevi, Oilanu miyoy madin, Oilanu miyoy matichaycho. What's in the pshat? Zog de Bisalevi, a givaldi kezach. Zog de Bisalevi like this. Zog de Bisalevi, what Yosef was telling the brothers? What is the answer? Was mi de tate? So he asked them a good question. When you sold me, you didn't think the father. What happened now that you think the father? Yosef told him, I'll tell you the answer. You know what is the answer? The answer is that when you sold me, you had negias, you were fighting with me. So you saw the aloha. Now, but you're not a man, the Omar. You see the whole picture. Oilonu miyayim adin, oilonu miyayim asicheicho. Zog de Bisalevi, a person will come up to the Shomai and they will ask him, Vos mit Krishme? Why you miss man Krishme? Vos mit file? I say, I wanted to wake up, I just couldn't. Every morning I put 5 alarms, 10 shaymrim. I told guys to pour cold water on me, hot water on me. Sigonish geholfen. Shem will say, Givaldik, the other day you had a trip, how you managed to wake up? Shem will put, Oilonu miyayim, veniva lo'echov, ki lo yuchlo lales miponov. Ask the person, why you didn't learn? Finish got that cup, you know, I tried to learn, I tried to learn, I didn't chap. Then what happened when you went out to, you know, after you finished yeshiva a couple of years and you went to study, Le'aleinu, and pitom, you became the smartest, A's and A's and A's, and you became this big matzliach dike person. What happened to this guy that doesn't know how to learn? That is not a successful guy. What happened then? Person every time comes into davening a little bit late. You know, these people that they think Ma'ariv starts in Shema, and Shachri starts in Ishtabach, and Mincha starts in Heich Kedusha, yeah? Every time I tried the bathroom, Maharaim, why in the business meetings is every time 5 minutes before? Oilanu miyayim adin, oilanu miyayim atecheicho, zog de Bisalevi. Viyayim adin yamad, velo yuchlu echov la'ano ismi ponov. It's a din. Yosef said, if you will not show me now, And this is the reason Yosef had to bring the brothers to this point, and he couldn't do it in a different way, to tell them, do tshuva. If he will tell them, do tshuva, they will tell him, Yosef, but we made a Beis Din, we had a psak betoyes. How we will do tshuva? I remember Rav Shach saying a shmuz. Rav Shach said that it's worth $1 million, the shmuz. I remember he stopped in the middle, he said, I see no one is enjoying this $1 million. And he stopped the shmuz, he got very upset. But the shmuz, he said, he asked, what do you think happened? Why? Basim is the guy at the Parshas Vayechi. But he said in the beginning, his man. And then he said, after the whole story, Yaakov Avinu finds out what happens. I'm sure he asks Yosef and the brothers. I'm saying Chazal say that Yosef didn't tell him, but he was going the hell in that Chazal. Why we don't see Yaakov calls over the brothers and yells at them, why you sold Yosef? First, Tutzach da. Gonish. Shach said, the Achim are right. They made a psakdi. Was not good to yell at them. Yosef was right. In Telek and Zayin Eilu Ve'elu Divrei Elokim Chai. And he was going on and on, Leinyon Eilu. Yosef would come to the Achim, they're right. Yosef did one thing. He bring the Achim to the same matzav, that one of the Achim is Mechuyev al Pi Aloche, he's Nimtzo B'yodah Yagneva, that's the Aloche, he has to be sold. Everyone agrees that. But the Achim say, you're right. Abel Sido Rachmanis. What happened to Rachmanis? When the Achim was starting to do tshuva, if you remember the pasuk, Hashemim anachnu b'yischan eno yaleinu v'lo yishomanu. Zog do rachayim ha-kodesh, b'yischan eno yaleinu. We're not having charote for the psak. Abel Nishgiat Rachmanis. The Rachmanis was missing. And the psak that was al-pi din, but was not al-pi edim, was al-pi with the Achim HaKadoshim Paskim, dear, in Archash and Mishpot and Beis Din, you can't take din. You can't take in Cheshboinus, the father. But when the king done, he could take in the Cheshboinus. When the Achim were done, they could take in the Cheshboinus. Yosef showed them, you were missing in Midas HaRachamim. You were not Pask, you're right, as the book you write. But if you would stay Achim HaKadoshim, and you're Madrege, you would also take the father in. If you would be from outside, and you would not do it with your own negias, bedakis, you would pass him to me to stay. Here you have to do tshuva. And this is the only way of Yosef to teach them. People have to ask him, why you needed such a big thing? Yosef will show them, listen, I'm Yosef. Hashem sold me to Mitzrayim. Obviously, the dreams were right. Obviously, you're wrong. Do tshuva. I would say, listen, we are wrong. You know, we're passing wrong. And a lot of times, I die in passing something, and it's wrong. They will not do tshuva. Yosef brought them to the same kind of matzav, to the same psak, and showed them how they themselves and the psak passing different. If they themselves and the psak different, they will do tshuva. Person, a lot of times, he misses a chavrusa lamazon. He makes his chavrusa to wait for him for a couple of hours. His excuse is very good. He had to go somewhere. Really good excuse. And he can't tell his chavrusa. All the excuses are givaldik. A week after, his chavrusa misses to him, and he's fuming. He's sitting there, plotting. Where's his chavrusa? Let him at least let me know. Pitam then, all of the answers, but not letting know, don't exist. This is Yom HaDin, but this is Yom HaDechecha. Try to think if you would be a side person, what you would think. This is what will happen. Then the pasuk goes weiter. ויעסק עם בני ישראל, ויידו בני יוסף הגולס, לכולם נוסן לאיש חליפה שמאלס, ולבניומי נוסן 300 כסף, ו-500 חליפה שמאלס. So, למעשה, this פסוק, זה גבלתי כבר from the goal, and I just want to say it over with the Hesber. It says, it's פרק ממהי פסוק חוף בייס, לכולם נוסן לאיש חליפה שמאלס, ולבניומי נוסן 300 כסף, ו-500 חליפה שמאלס. פרק דגמורן מגילה, how Yosef did it, that he gave to every one of the Achim one suit, and to Binyamin he gave 5 suits. Dabar shenichshel bo Yosef tzadik, yikoshel bo, sharei, Omar Rav Silmez, the Gemara Megillat Zayin, the reason that Yosef was sold to Mitzrayim, because his father gave him Ksenas Pasim, it made a jealousy to the brothers. So how Yosef gives Binyamin 5 chalifas? אז אי פרק די גמורן מגילה דף תזיין עמוד בייס תזיין עמוד א' תזיין תזיין עמוד בייס זוג די גמורן מגילה רומז לוי שאוסיד לוצס ממנו בן שייצא מלפני מלכוס בחמישה לבושי מלכוס שנאמר ומרדכי יוצא מלפני המלך בלבוש מלכוס תחילס וחור כפס ועגמון וריר שושן So the Gemara, this was the remez. The kasha is, but what is the answer? He didn't tell them that. The Ma'ase Binyamin is getting 5 suits, and he's getting 1 suit. One question. Another question is, Frank Devel, where is the remez that from Binyamin will come out a kid that will have 5 suits? Everyone got a suit. So Binyamin got extra 4 suits. So the remez is that he will have a son that will come out with 4. Where you see that he will have a son that will have 5? Zog the Goen that he gave Binyamin 5 suits that were worth the same amount of money that was worth the 1 suit that every one of the other brothers got. He's medayek in the pasuk. It says, "Va'itin leish chalifos smolos vidavav." Ule Binyamin asan chamisha chalifos smolos. It says, "But out of vav chosa, they got a mole, a real chashuv suit, a mole suit." Binyamin got chamisha chalifos smolos 5. Shvach suits. So Bemele, here was the remez she ate him in a chamisha, and the Zal Bazach Zog the Go, and Bemele was no kina, This answers on the chalifos. The Velt asked a kasha, but he gave Binyamin also shloishmois kesef. So luchu the brothers will be jealous of the money. So it could be it's bichlan on a kasha. The Gemara only asked on clothes. That Yosef was a Mishmik. So in his passim, how he gave different clothes to Binyamin. But the Velt says that Be'etzem, the Gemara said, if you kill an Eved, the May Eved is Shloishi, Kesef. If you sell an Akum, the Gemara says it's Pi'esa. So Be'etzem, every one of the brothers owed Yosef 300 Kesef because they sold him to Mitzrayim. So Yosef was Moichalit to them. The only one that didn't get the money was Binyamin because he was not in charge of the Mechira. Bemele, he gave him 300. But going back to the question of the suits, I heard once an answer on the question, not on the kina. Stop. What is the raya she yetzim and ben she yetzim lifnei hamelech b'chamisha levushim lechura? 1 suit everyone deserves anyways, so it's only 4 extra suits. So where is the raya that from Binyamin will come out a son that will have 5 suits? So the Velt says like this: what is the pshat? You think pitam Yosef is giving the brothers suits? Maybe ties, socks. I understand to give him money, you know, the brothers suits. They didn't have clothes. It was Egypt make. What? It was the king, but they had the king make. What? He's giving them suits. It doesn't say that he sent his father a suit. He sent his father food, donkeys, matzev, essen, koltuv, bar, lechem, oil, suits. He found somewhere else in the Torah that someone is giving suits. So I forgot the sefer that I saw years ago, but he says Givaldi. So the Ma'aseh, no one had suits. Everyone had torn clothes, because it says in the end of Parshas Miketz that when they found the Gaviah, everyone vayikrusim leisom. Everyone tore kriya because Binyamin was the Ganav. So basically, everyone ran out of suits, right? They didn't have clothes. They were standing with Yosef. Everyone had torn clothes. Now Yosef midina de garmi was chay of the suits, because he made them to think that Binyamin is a ganev, so they tore the clothes. Binyamin didn't do nothing, so he's a mazik. So he owes everyone a suit. The only one that he really doesn't owe a suit is Binyamin. He knew that he's not a ganev. He didn't have to tear. So Be'etzem, in his stomach, he tore with everyone, and no one will think that he's different. But Binyamin really didn't have to tear, or maybe even Taki didn't tear. So Binyamin never had to deserve to get a suit. So Bemele, the fact that Binyamin got 5 suits, it's a raya she hates him in a ben, she hates him in chamisha levushim. I'm not asking the first kasha with the kine. But the shaila is, what is the raya she hates him in ben, chamisha levushim? Everyone gets a suit anyways. Binyamin only is getting 4 extra suits. The answer is, everyone's suit, Yosef is chayef, he tore the suits. But didn't they get me? He caused him to tear the suits. But Binyamin only never tore the suit, and even if he tore it, he for sure is not meshubit to give him a suit. It was his problem that he tore a suit. No one asked him to tear a suit. ויגידו לו אליהם עוד יוסף חי ומוישה בכל ארץ מצרים ויופג ליבוי כי לא יהיה מין להם וידברו לו בסקול דברי יוסף אשר דיבר עליהם וירס הגולוס אשר שלח יוסף לא עושה סויסוי ותחי רוח יעקב אביה. So this posuk, there's a lot what to say about this posuk. I want maybe a little bit to touch. First we'll start with the pshat. ויאמר עוד יוסף חי ויאמרו ויגידו לו אלי מויר עוד יוסף חי וכו מוישה בכל ארץ מצרים ויופג ליבר כלא ימי וכון בליב וידברו לו בסקול דברי יוסף אשר דיבר עליהם וירס הגולס אשר שלח יוסף לוסס. So חזר say that he saw the הגולס ותחי רוח אביה. So Rashi brings down the Medrash, Vayaris ha'agoles, Siman Mosoleim, Emar Yoisek, Shepirish Mimenu, Parshas Egla Arufo. Zeo Shanama, Vayaris ha'agoles, Hashaloch, Vatichi Ruach Avir. So the Pshuta Shel Chazal is, we'll see in a second the Hezbo from Rebel Elopian, but the Pshuta Shel Chazal that he saw the Egla Arufos, he was Meramis them in the Agoles, that they learned the Sugi from Egla Arufo, Vatichi Ruach Avir. First, I heard last week a pshat. It was in a hesped somewhere. I heard a gewaldic pshat. Le pshute shel mikro. He saw the wagons. Vatechir ruach avir. So like this. Yosef. What Chazal say? This is klo. That it's meduik. I think this diuk. Rebbe Elopian said. Vayegidu leleimer oid Yosef chay. It doesn't say vayofeg libe ki lo yamin. Could be Yosef is living. Vechi hu amoishel b'chol eretz Mitzrayim. Yosef is chay. Chay means צדיק ושוי במסוס הם קרויים חיים, בחיים הם קרויים מייסי. יוסף חי, could be הוא מוישה בכל ארץ מצרים and he's running the show in מצרים, סיכן נזיים. It's not יוסף, it's pretending that it's יוסף, it can be. So last week יעקב went to Beis Lavan, he went 14 years to learn when he was 70 years old not to be mushpa from the Rosho. יוסף is going to מצרים and he's the king in Mitzrayim, friendly with everyone there, and your brothers told me before you didn't recognize him even, yeah? He looks like a Mitzri. As it's doing in the pasuk, because if not, had to be vayomru lov od Yosef chai vayofeg libe ki lo yemin vayomru lov ki umoshe b'chol eretz Mitzrayim vayaris ha'agolis, and then he believed. Why vayofeg libe ve lo yemin zok ben elopian is after the words. I remember when I was a bocher, I had a very good friend. His name was Eliezer Schlesinger. I took out a Sefer Zikaron. My friend took out Sefer Zikaron, Eishtomid. I don't know if you saw him on the Sefer Zikaron, Eishtomid. Little Nishmosoi. We're very much good friends. At the time we were little kids. Then we sat with the yeshivas. I went to Panovich. He was by Rav Shmuel Erbach. And he was killed when he was 18 years old in 18 days in Gan Sakir in the middle of the night by an Arab girl. She shot him for that. My was two bochim. Speaking of learning, she shoot the first bocher, put down his head, and the bullet hit the second him, and he died. And I know the fact. I know it was more couple more bocher there. They were tackling. I know even the sugar they were learning. They learned by Shmuel Erbach and some Rechavia there. They went to Spazir Tzach to walk in the middle of the night. His father is a Meshiyudah Schlesinger, the Rosh Hashiva from Kolteira. Remember the news broke 5 o'clock in the morning. He was shoot around 4:30, 5 o'clock. She ran down this Arab girl, and she. So the police, she killed someone. They came 6 o'clock in the morning to his house from Meshiyur Shlesinger, the Roshir from Kolteira. They woke him up and they told him, we have bad news to tell you, but your son was killed. So Baruch died in the MS. Where he was killed, Gan Sakir, he collapsed. To lose a son is one thing, but to lose a son in Gan Sakir is something else. Then they told him he was learning, but he had managed to wake him up. But that's what happened by the Yankee. Makes sense. He saw the agolas. The first thing Rebbe Elopian, I'm not in the second to explain to you what Rebbe Elopian says. And I heard it from my father-in-law, but he saw the agolas. He said, if Yosef Tainis, I'm Yosef, I'm the tzaddik, I'm reading Egla Arufo, all is good. Doesn't make sense in Mitzrayim. Okay, Yosef is a Balkishan, he's putting on a good show. All is good. But if he's sending me a goles, he's not telling me, Tata, I'm coming to visit. Come, take wagons, come to my house. You could check my house, you could check my kids. He's not scared to show where he's living. It's like Yosef is a tzaddik. If Yosef tells me, I'm the same Yosef, and he will come here for a week, shmuzin, learning, say pilpulim, say garganish. But if he's not scared that I will come to visit him, He sent me a goles. Come, Tate, come down to Mitzrayim. I can't put up a show here. Come down, live with me. No, Yaakov said, but Azay is the same Yosef. Rabbeinu Lapian will say over that it says that Chazal say, Boitzei Abirech Nietz Hashem. Gemara in Sanhedrin has different pshatim. What is Boitzei Abirech Nietz Hashem? One pshat, the Gemara says, what is Boitzei Abirech Nietz Hashem? Gemara says, Boitzei Abirech, if you mevorech Yehudo, Nietz Hashem. What is Boitzei Abirech Nietz Hashem? Who is Boitzei? Yehudo. Shenemar, Mabetza, Kinao Regesachinu, V'chisinu Esdamoi, Lechonim Kereno Leishmoelim. So Yehudo is the one that said, Mabetza, Boitzei Abirech Nietz Hashem. If a person is Mevorech, Yehudo, is Nietz Hashem. He's Menayetz the Ribbono Shel Olam. Why? Yehudo said, Mabetza, Kinao Regesachinu, V'chisinu Esdamoi. So why is Nietz Hashem? Why is Nietz Hashem? Boitzei Abirech Nietz Hashem. As Rashi says, the Pshat, Boitzei Abirech Nietz Hashem. Rebbele would say like this. Yehuda was worse from the Achim. The Achim wanted to kill Yosef. See? You could kill Yosef. But Yehuda said, don't kill him. Sell him to Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is Molezima. It's even worse. Boitzei Abirech is Nietz Hashem. It's Menayetz the Ribbono Shel Olam. So weit, Vayofeg Liboi Kiloyemi, Zolt Rebbele Lapian. Vayofeg Liboi Kiloyemi. He didn't believe that it could be a matzev, that Yosef could be in Mitzrayim and be a tzaddik. It's impossible. We saw in the last parsha, Firashi, one pshat, Mus Aviv Nirsalei Bachaloin. Without Mus Aviv, Yosef would not pass the Nisayan. Was such a bad matzav there. Mitzrayim was molezuama. Then Shem Shmuel, that on the day that Yosef broke the Nisoyen with Eishes Petifah, so when Klal came out of Mitzrayim, even though it was Nun Sharitum, they managed to stay Tor. Yosef had to break the Nisoyen by Mesuz Nefesh, and this was Mekadosh later. He did a path for Klal Yisrael to go into the Golos of Mitzrayim. Amar Yofeg Libe Kiloyemi. My first son told me that Rebbele Lapian told him there was a Yid that his kid, Leah Leinu, decided to go to America. It's been American in that days. I don't know if today it's worse or today it's better. But in that days, his kid wanted to go to America. So, he was 16 years old. The Nishgiata Breire. So the parents walked him to the deck, you know, to the linen piling. In that days, you know, the country that, for the possibilities, they called it. Something like that. And the kid wanted to try his luck. So the parents walked into the... I have Nusach, how Rebbele said it. Siper, Rebbele Pian, it's my shver, Sheikir goin v'tzadik shebnoi asher avoy ke'avas nafshoi hichlit lehogir l'Amerike ba'oysom zmanim lifnei lemala m'mer shonim ba'oysom tzadik. So they walked into the deck. Omar kol hayom mirav rachmo v'yispal el abnoi ahovuv sha'oyniot titva belev yam, that the boat will drown and the kid will not have to stand in the Nisoyen of America. This, I heard this myself from my show myself, and then Rebbele told him that, and the boat drowned. And my Rebbetzin told me, when my father left the room, that she has a Mesoira, that is Rebbele Lapian himself. And he lost that girl. Then the son died. Boitzei Abirech Nietz Hashem. Vayofeg Liboi Kiloyemi. Vayofeg Liboi Kiloyemi. Person has to know. So I think people think, no, you know, we'll do Averes, then we'll do Tshuva, yeah? Yeah, the two generations will chayzer b'tshuva. Learn to be in America. But eventually, Tshuva will find them or someone like that, yeah? So nishtar asazach. Averes is chayiv misa. So it's better to die from doing the Averes. If a noyef deserves misa, so to send Yosef to Mitzrayim, it's worse. Boitzei Abirech Nietz Hashem. So what helped the Agolas? But he started sitting and learning. So Rebbele explained it like this. The Belt explains it with the Goyen. There's a famous Maise in Vilna. It's put down in the storybooks in Vilna. That was a person, a young person that got married, and he ran away. He left his wife Aguna. After 3 years, a person came back to the shtot and claimed that he's the young fellow. And that day, you know, they met once in the engagement and once later. So, you know, it could have been that he's the same person, yeah? And he had all of the simonim, and he told, and everyone was so happy, you know, he said, "I'm sorry I left and I want to come back." And he had every simonim, every private simon, what that husband did with his wife from the time they got married till the week that he left. He was there for a week and a half. A week and a half he was married. He told her everything what they did in the house, everything private. I mean, no one was there with them. And the girl said, "I don't know, something doesn't click by me. So I wanted the based in Mopaskin that I'm allowed to go back to my husband." So they went to the Goyen to ask for an Eitzah. So the Goyen said, "Let the father-in-law to accept him, Kilo, he's the new son-in-law that came back. And on Shabbos to take him to shul. When you come to shul, stop when you walk into the door and tell him, go to the place, I'll be there in a second." That he will go to the place that he sat last week. The kids said they came to the shul because the boy didn't know where to go to. He didn't know where they sat last time when he was in shul. And that Shabbos. Kitzur is Tatayan, when he was minded that the husband that ran away, the Rav Rishusai told him all the secrets to be Machshel his wife. Not only that he ran away, and it's brought down in the book that years later the real husband came back and he said, "Oh, what a whole story, Taka." So they asked the guy how he knows. He said, "When a person is Oisek Beresha, Kedusha doesn't come up in his head." So when the guy was giving over all of the simonim, the davening didn't come up in his head to Ois Cheshbon to tell the seaman where he sat in that davening. So Avada, obviously things, Avada he won't remember, who was the Mestalik Kiddushin, all that he has to remember. But that little things will not come up. So Rebella would say that, what was the tzad of Yaakov? When Yosef gave a lot of simonim, he knew the Shvatim, he knew everything. Could be, Yosef is the king, he found the real Yosef, and he made him to find out every detail to give over the simonim to Yaakov Avinu. But Yaakov knew that the simonim, what they spoke in learning the minute before, the resha will not remember to know, to ask. And if he's giving over the simonim that he spoke in learning, and Parsha Egles Arufa, Weiss tois, that it's Mokim HaKdush and it's not Mokim HaResha. Mele the Agolas was a simon to him that is Adain Oisik Beteirosoi, that Zach people don't give over a simon. It says, "Vayov Yosef is Yaakov Ovi, Vayamideu lifnei Paroi, Vayavorich Yaakov es Paroi." Perik Memzayin Posuk Ches. "Vayomer Paroi el Yaakov, Kama yemei shnei chayecho? Vayomer Yaakov el Paroi, yemei shnei megurai, Shloishim mehashono, meat veroimo, yemei shnei chaya, Elo yisigus, yemei shnei chaya, avoisai, vimei megurai." Zog the Das Keini from Balei HaTesis. Zayin Pasuk. This. Chaim Shulevitz will say a very big shmuz on this. Kama yamei shnechaya. Pasha lefi shirou zoken meoid v'saris roishi v'skonis levonis meroi v'zik nesholke. V'uano yamei shnei megura ishloishu me'ah shono. Me'at v'roim, k'leima me'at em shono isai. El mitoich roi shohoi ol yikovtso alai zikna. So why he asked him? So the Daskenim says, he looked very old. So he asked him, "How old are you?" He said, "I'm not so old." ומדרש בשושה אמר יעקב מעט ורואי מוי הוא אמר להקדש ברוך הוא אני מלטיחו מאיסו מלובו נחזרתי לך הסדינו גם יוסף אתו מסרים על חייכו שמעט ורואי חייכו שמין הנטיבה שיש listen carefully, listen carefully מן ויומר עד בימי מגורי כך יחסרו משניסכו שלא יתיחי ככה יצרק וביכו והם למד גימל טייבס ובמיניין זה נחסרו מחיוב שיצחוק חי קוף פי 180 ויעקב לחי אין יעקב דנה ליב אלו קוף ממזיין 147 זאת עמוד נזח השם דז יעקב בקרוב יסד מעט ורואים ימי שני חיי I cut and I'll give you less everything is good, makes sense אבל זה פלא עוצום from where Hashem took off at the פסוק from ויאמר פרוי אל יעקב כמה ימי שני חייכו ויאמר יעקב אל פרוי ימי שני מאה שני שני מהשונו ויאמר אלו יסיגו and all of these words then you take off לפי the tables why you take off with the פסוק ויאמר פרוי אל יעקב כמה ימי שני חייכו I understand that you have to take off like the Chaim Shmulevitz for what he answered, Me'at V'roim, he deserves to lose some years of his life. For Me'at V'roim, you deserve to live to lose some of your life. Aber for Vayomer Paro El Yaakov Kama Yishnei Chayecho, you have to lose. You have to lose for saying, Me'at V'roim. For Me'at V'roim, you have to lose. Zog Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, why Paro asked him how old he is? Because he looked old. He looked like he's suffering. He looked like he's suffering. So Mamela was a tviya on him that he looked like that. That he lived like that. Not only that he said it. If he would not look like that, Paro would not ask him why you look like that. The fact that he looked like that, that mad veroim, Dos Alein is given a tviya on Yaakov. And may Hashem to come from the ears of Yaakov, not only for what he answered, for what he looked like that. The person has to know, Alamol, it's not enough to have bitochen. Inside, I have bitochen, I have emunah. Look happy. Look tzufrim. Some people, they walk. It looks like the world is going to... Mamish, one more minute and the world is chorev. No, chob emunah, chob emunah, tzorah, chob emunah. Look happy. Things are good. Is a tviya on a person that Yaakov could ask, that Paro could ask you, why? Why it looks like that? It says in the Pasuk, Ves Yehuda Sholach Lefonov. I know the famous word of the world, but I want to say something a bit different. What it says in the pasuk? It says, "Yehuda shalach lefonav el Yosef lahoiros lefonav goyishna vayavoy arzo goyishna." So Rashi says, "Lahoiros lefonav ketargumoy lefonav kerim sheyegi umedrash agode lahoiros lefonav lesaker lebeis haTalmud." שמשום תיצא הירוי אתה מקבל הביס מדרש שמשום תיצא הירוי so the world asked the question why Yosef had to have why Yaakov had to send Yehuda to make a ביס המדרש so the world says a vitz the vitz of the world is I'm sure all of you know the vitz of the world that because Yosef sent them the agolas so he said if they're holding 22 years in the same place we'll have machan an ayah yeshiva though As the Velt says. It's a bit different, I'm saying it in a nice way, yeah? But, steht da andere Sachen Chazal. I'm sure you know who is Yaakov. And I'm sure you know who is Yosef. Who is the Achim HaKadoshim. They're sitting and learning day and night. I'm sure by Yehuda in the house, Afen Tish, Mingeretten Lernen. By Yosef, Mingeretten Lernen. Yaakov is coming with all of his kids. Dafoban abis medrash. Person has to know it for life. Sign his private house to have a learning room. A study to learn, not for business. to go out to Beis Medrash to learn. A person that thinks that he will learn in his house doesn't grow. Yehuda, Yaakov, all of them G'dayle Yisrael. But if we're going to Mitzrayim, Midafomuna Beis Medrash. Before we come there even. The Aleph Beis is to make a Beis Medrash. Person doesn't know that people say, yeah, Beis Medrash. The Shvach mentioned that it's very important to have a Beis Medrash. Yaakov and Yehuda, you need a Beis Medrash. Shemisham Teitzah Yiroi. Person cannot say, I will learn in my house. Sigeit Misht. So I'm saying, a person has the possibility to have a Beis Medrash in his house, a learning room. Cannot, before the learning room, to go to Beis Medrash to learn. But to remember, learning has to be in a Beis Medrash. A person that thinks that he will stay in his house, and from there, Teitzah Yiroi L'Yisrael, V'nishyaitzah Yiroi L'Yisrael. V'nishyaitzah Yiroi L'Yisrael. There's one mezachda in Rashi. That's in the Dovah Seif. It also is a small vote. It says in the end of the parsha, this ma'aseh I heard when the first time they made the Vada Yeshivas made a dinner, the first dinner of Vada Yeshivas. So, you know, it was all different balabatim there. And some balabatim, they gave money, but they had their dais. And they wanted the yeshivas, if it's limudechoyl, if it's to be more tziyanish. And I'm going to the details now. So Reb Zalman Sarotskin, who was the head of the Vada Yeshivas, got up and he said that in our parasha it says that Yosef was giving out the food. So it says twice how Yosef supported everyone. So when Yosef gave food to his brothers, it says, "Vayichalkel Yosef es aviv ves echov ves beis aviv lechem lefi ataf." He gave them food. Vayichalkel Yosef. Then it says, when Yosef gave food to the whole Mitzrayim, it says, "Vayinalom balechem bashono ahi." So he said there's two ways how to give food. You give them, and you them and I. He said to brothers you give us. You're not the menial when you give them. You give them and you let them to do what they want to do. To strangers it's vayinayel oisom. Said when we want to give tzedakah to yeshivas and we want to have yisachar v'zvulun to be like brothers, it's vayichalkel oisom. You give and you don't start to say deis. A person that gives and says deis, this is you do with a stranger. This is vayinayel oisom balech. But vayichalkel oisom, this you have to do. But now, one more thing that the Meshechochme says, Chatzal Abramsky every time will say that this Meshechochme was written in Beruach HaKodesh. It says, "Vayomer Elokim liYisrael b'maris alaylo, vayomer Yaakov Yaakov, vayomer Hineinu." It says, Yaakov Avinu every time gets chalomes balaylo. You know, Bilam got balaylo. Avram and Yitzchok was never b'maris alaylo. They were Nevim, Moshe Rabbeinu. Yaakov, we have, but he went down to before he went to Lavan. It's b'chalom alaylo, he gets a nevuah. Here Yosef is going down to Mitzrayim, Yaakov is going down to Mitzrayim, B'maru is Alaylo. Why every time is Balaylo? Why is Balaylo? So Meshechochma says that Lailo is Golas. Lailo is Golas. When I talk to Meshechochma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Yaakov, Yancho Hashem ben Hashem ben Tzoro, Yancho Hashem Eloike Yaakov. Why Yaakov Hashem Yom Tzoro, we call it Eloike Yaakov? Because Eloike Yaakov, Yaakov is the one that was Nimshah that went to the Golas. Avram and Yitzchak didn't go to the Golas. Yaakov went the first time by Lavan and the second time by Mitzrayim. Hashem wanted to tell him that even in the Golas, even in the Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be with him. So the Maris Alaylo, the Nevuah started the Maris Alaylo. In the Choshech is Yaakov Avinu. He says the same vote that we said. Shabbos that Yaakov tikkun tefillas arvis. This was the idea of Yaakov Avinu was metaken tefillas arvis, because tefillas arvis is again as balaylo. As balaylo, Chazal say that a novi is not misnabe b'chutz l'oretz, only if the nevuah starts in Eretz Yisrael. Same thing, arvis, the Gemara says, is keneged evorim v'bdorim, shenisrofim kol alaylo. You do the korban by day, but you makriv it balaylo. So Meshechochma says, this is the reason by Yaakov it says, b'maris alaylo. Both of the times that says laylo by Yaakov, all the other times was not balaylo. But the both of the voice that says balaylo is before he's going down to Golis. And Hashem shows him, even in the Golis, I will be with you, and even in the Golis, I will save you, and this is Elam Natsach. Ya'alcha Hashem, Yisagef Hashem, Eloike Yaakov, we say, Yisagef Hashem, Eloike Yaakov, because B'yom Tzorah Zoktem Mishachochme as the Eloike Yaakov. This is the Eloike Yaakov. And not only that, even that Be'etzem Yaakov was called Yisrael, but the Yaakov that is B'shas Tzorah is called Yaakov. This is Vayomer Yaakov, Yaakov. Vayomer Elokim LeYisrael B'maris HaLaylo, but Vayomer Yaakov, Yaakov. He called him Yaakov, Yaakov. Because to show that B'shas the Golos HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps is Yaakov Hashem B'yom Tzorah, Yisagef Hashem, Eloike Yaakov.